In earlier parts of this course, we considered the integral of a non-negative function. In fact, we defined the Lebesgue integral of a non-negative function to be the limit of integrals of simple functions that lie below it. In the present discussion, we'll treat functions that take both positive and negative values. So this is another way in which the Lebesgue integral differs from the Riemann integral. So definition, let XX mu be a measure space, let F be a function from the reals to the reals, which is measurable. We'll remind you that F plus of X is the maximum of F of X in 0, and F minus of X is the maximum of minus F of X in 0. So F plus is the positive part of F, and F minus is the negative part of F. And of course, the whole idea here is that F is equal to F plus take away F minus. So now it's pretty obvious how we're going to proceed. We call f integrable if both f plus and f minus have finite integral, and in this case we set the integral of f d mu equal to the integral of f plus d mu, take away the integral of f minus d mu. So we're expressing the integral of the arbitrary f taking both positive and negative values as the difference of two integrals, each of which is the integral of a positive or non-negative function. And if E is a measurable set, then we define the integral over E of F to be the integral over E of F plus, take away the integral over E of F minus, which is the same thing as the integral of F plus times the characteristic function of E, take away the integral of F minus times the characteristic function of E. Now we're going to define something called a signed measure, which is sort of a generalization of what we've been calling a measure. A measure was a function that takes only non-negative values. A sine measure can take both positive and negative values. So let capital script X be a sigma algebra on the reals. A sine measure on capital script X is defined to be a function lambda from capital script X to the reals, so that first of all, lambda of the empty set is 0, and secondly, if E1, E2, and so on are pairwise disjoint sets in capital script X, then lambda of the union of the EJs is equal to the sum of the lambda of the EJs. Okay, so two conditions. One is the empty set has measure 0, and second of all, that you have countable additivity. The difference between a sine measure and a measure is that a sine measure can take any real value, while a measure can only take non-negative values. For technical reasons, we do not allow a sine measure to take the values plus and minus infinity, while a measure can take the value plus infinity. We'll usually denote a measure by mu and a sine measure by lambda. Remark, we make it an exercise for the reader to check the following. Suppose F is as in the definition. Assume that f equals f1 minus f2 with both f1 and f2 non-negative, then the integral of f, which is defined to be the integral of f plus take away the integral of f minus, also equals the integral of f1 take away the integral of f2. So that's pretty easy to prove. You can think about that one. Here's a lemma. If f is integrable and lambda is a function from capital script X to R defined by lambda V is the integral over E of F, then lambda is a sine measure. Proof. Since F plus and F minus are positive measurable functions, then an earlier corollary tells us that lambda plus of E is the integral over E of F plus, and lambda minus of E is the integral of E of F minus, and those are both measures. They are finite because F is integrable. Since lambda equals lambda plus take away lambda minus, it follows that lambda is a sine measure. Theorem, a measurable function f is integrable if and only if absolute value f is integrable. In this case, the absolute value of the integral of f is less than or equal to the integral of the absolute value of f. So this is intuitively clear, and now we'll prove it. Proof. By definition, f is integrable if and only if both f plus and f minus have finite integrals, since absolute value of f plus is absolute value of f, which is f plus plus f minus. And since absolute value of f minus is 0, we see that the proposition of the additivity of the integral implies the inserted inequality. That is to say, absolute value integral f equals absolute value integral f plus take away integral f minus, which is less than or equal to integral f plus plus integral f minus, which is equal to the integral of the absolute value of f. So this is basically just a proof by notation. Corollary, if f is measurable, g is integrable, and absolute f is less than or equal to g, then f is integrable, and integral absolute f is less than or equal to integral g. And the proof is that the result is immediate from the preceding proposition. Remark, it follows from our earlier discussions that the integral respects scalar multiplication and addition. We shall say no more about the matter at this time. In the next lecture, we'll treat the most important and versatile convergence theorem for integrable functions, which is the Lebesgue-dominated convergence theorem. Thank you for listening.